Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, I tell you, the football story far from being scripted this fall for Norse Cougars, Indiana's number one high school 5A club. In the coaches and AP polls, veteran senior center and captain, nose tackle Max Winalda, we expect to win now. Head coach Scott Bless.
Well, you know, it's kind of nice. I guess we're on a path where each week we've got the opportunity to do something that is new. So this week, I think that's what's in front of them. Columbus East team that I think is getting better each and every week, and so we've got to prepare for them. And if we can take care of business, right, then it's an opportunity to be the first team in North history to go 7-0.
Navigating uncharted waters, Scott blesses North Cougars. The school record, by the way, is 9 straight. Home to Columbus East Friday night. Coach Scott awfully proud of former Cougars Ray Stewart and Reese Lozano, who were honored by Hoosier head coach Tom Allen as defensive and scout team players of the week leading into the Akron game. Been a great week to be a Cougar. And a former Cougar. Reds game 2 tonight in Cleveland, first pitch at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Kind of leaving Tom and Walt to work on overall execution and, of course, that run-first game plan that Walt's got conjured up for Saturday. Thought I'd jump over to the defensive side of the ledger. The defense faces 4-0 Maryland. They average 450. They throw the ball a lot. Kind of scary since Akron exposed Matt Guerrero's defense for almost 500 the other night, Coach.
I think you have to be very objective and call everything out for exactly what it is. The only way you have great defense is you have 11 pieces functioning as one. Effort covers up some of those mistakes. There's mistakes on plays that look like successful plays, right? But there's effort and there's swarm to the football and mentality, and that can cover some of those things. But you can't have breakdown. We take all the responsibility for every little bit of that. Trust me, it's never put on those guys. You know, we're demanding of those guys, but we own it as a staff. And anything that happens, it's me.
Co-defensive coordinator, safeties coach Matt Guerrero. By the way, a boys tennis sectional match at Bloomington South last night between Edgewood and Owen Valley postponed to tonight at 5, which means the semifinals are pushed back to Thursday and no decision yet on when the finals will take place there. Reds tonight, game 2 with Cleveland versus pitch at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.